NappyAfro.com.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 278 for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex P. Keaton, aka Shupak Shakur, aka the Boss Kick Ross, aka Notorious K.I.X., and the aka that matters the most, Jack Swagless. I'm sitting in with my homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Oh, what's going on, boys? Your boy. What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, aka the next door neighbor Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lanes, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Coach Germ in the building.
Hey, what's up, man? You all right? You stumbled out the gate a little bit. You good?
Well, you know I had to clear my throat, man, like DJ Kool.
Let me clear my throat. They don't know nothing about that, bro. I'm surprised you know about that, man. You young.
Man, yeah, I got an older brother, man.
Oh, all right. All right. How old are you again?
What year this is? 07?
17. No,
17. Yeah, I was born in 92, so 25.
You ain't shit. So yeah, we back. We got a new recording device. Skype did the update. Thank you, Skype. We appreciate the fuck out of you. But we got something that works. Props to the boss. Be easy for getting us back in the paint. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I threatened to not do the show, and he came by my house and TP'd it. So yeah. I got to do the show.
Whoa, he TP'd your house?
He TP'd my house, man. It wasn't even with like the clean toilet what paper. It was TP'd? Like, that's when they throw the toilet paper all in the trees and all over your balcony and shit. Yeah, he used dirty toilet paper too, man. I'm not really appreciating that, bro. At all.
No, a lot of it too. He used a lot of toilet paper.
As we learned, which I'm sure we'll get to later. As we learned, we gotta help our boy out, man. We gotta help both our boys out.
We gonna ask a question to the nation. Yeah.
Yeah. But speaking of people that need help, Tyrese, as Germ tried to flame him last week for crying on social media. I don't agree with Tyrese's pain.
He's not in pain. He's faking.
What do you mean he's faking?
Tyrese is full of shit. All of this is bullshit. All of this is motherfucking, hey, look at me. This is a fucking social media horror move, man.
Can he not really be in pain and be trying to get some help and understanding and just be... Man, why do you think he's faking it though?
Charles, man, because now he's doing the little things in Facebook.com/Tyrese. If you in pain, you ain't giving out no links, nigga. Speaking links. Come on, man.
In 2017, you giving out links, bro. These motherfuckers is having people dying.
2017, GoFundMe/SaulWright needs new Yeezys. You know what I'm saying? You would say. But,
first of all, if we're going to put out a GoFundMe, it won't be for no Yeezys.
Okay? GoFundMe. BEC needs disposable wipes. Or GoFundMe for grown man bibs. for cunnilingus sessions.
Well, right, the chill went right out the window. We only 5 minutes in, and we already just throwing people under.
Get the new software, man.
Man. Props to Tyrese, man, for going out there and speaking his mind and his truth. His brother's out here getting railroaded by the system. He's paying $13,000 a month in child support.
Okay, now that is one thing that's excessive. You know what I'm saying? Like we were saying on the other recording that didn't get recorded. That is excessive. $13,000 a month is excessive for a child. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't give a damn if the husband makes millions or he makes thousands or hundreds. You know, the money is for child care. Now, what you can spend $13,000 a month on for a kid that you can turn around and do it again the next month, come on, man. 1 month you can pay for their tuition at a school with one $13,000 check. The next month, you can buy them all the clothes they can wear for 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know anything that you can do with $13,000 a month for one anything if you got like a Bugatti, it doesn't. It's not $13,000 a month for maintenance. If you got a fucking racehorse in Louisville, it doesn't take $13,000 a month to feed and have. I don't know what it takes $13,000 a month for anything. Mm-hmm. So you know he getting railroaded, but you still say that he's faking.
Oh, I definitely think he's faking it. It's all fake. Because now he, because he lied and said that Will and Jada gave him $5 million. You know what I'm what saying? You mean? Stay out. Come on, man. Nobody giving this nigga $5 million, bro. This is all a game, man.
Tyrese. Did he show pictures?
He showed on the phone that he was showing out that he was on the phone with. It said actress Jada Pinkett Smith or Jada whatever. And I was just like, why would you have all that actress?
Yeah, that's not how I go on your phone.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just fake. And then all the little tears and, you know, the shit with The Rock. I think it's all fake, bro. It's all fake.
God damn.
I mean, it was funny. Like, the first video was funny when he was crying about the $13,000 a month. What more do you want from me? Now, that was funny. When the motherfucker, you know, like when he breathed, when he first started, he said, that shit burnt my soul when he did that shit. So like I said, it was funny, but I think it's fake as hell. All Damn. Of this shit is not real, dog.
Man, we just don't know how to care for nobody in 2017, man.
Look, so many people out here faking. You not? I mean, I'm not gonna give you a crap about it. If you be faking out here,
man. Well, Tyrese, whatever. I know that he's had some other videos that he's put out since then, and motherfuckers out there kayaking in a tutu or some weird shit. I don't know, man. Just get better or at least get the fuck off social media. I don't know what to tell you.
Man, the attention, man, that is a wow. Attention is a dirty drug.
It's a hell of a drug, man. Speaking of people who need some help and intervention, apparently Meek Mill is about to go to jail, bruh.
Meek Mill is in jail, sir.
Like, he's in? Like, they did it and locked him up immediately?
Yes, man. Meek Mill is in jail.
And how long is he supposed to be locked up for?
2 to 4.
For doing what?
Not months. No, years.
Shit. What did he do?
Probation violation.
What was he on probation for?
He was on probation for having a gun in New York City.
Well, that'll do it. How many of y'all motherfuckers don't know New York don't play that shit?
Yeah, you had a gun, so he was on probation for a gun charge. So then they got him. You know, he left the state multiple times without telling his PO. He did have that assault on Safari out in LA when he wasn't supposed to be. So, but he got caught up like riding a dirt bike, I think, or something up in New York City or something, and that's where they got him. And so everybody looking at, oh, they caught him riding a dirt bike. He's doing 2 to 4 years, right? No, he's doing 2 to 4 years of violating his probation. You know what I'm saying? I'm not pro police, but you know.
It's like when you get to a certain point, you got to just know to sit your ass down. Because I think he got probation. He got the gun charge. He got trying to attack Safari. He got into a fight in St. Louis or some shit. I remember that bullshit. He had a reckless driving situation or some shit. Like, okay, bro, you don't know how to sit the fuck down. You got fucked up. They already looking at you. Sit your ass down. And then you couldn't sit your ass down. And now you going to sit your ass down for 2 years. 2 to 4. 2 to 4. A lot of people are upset, like you said. They're saying, oh, it's overkill. I mean, y'all doing too much. Even Jay-Z was like, he's doing too much, man. Even the prosecuting attorney was like, oh, that's a little too much. It's a little harsh. And it's not. Once you get put on warning and you can't follow the goddamn warning, you sit your ass down. If you get in trouble at home and your mama say, look, sit your ass down or you're going to get this ass whooping, and you stand up to go put a cup away, you get your ass beat. I told you to sit down. That's it.
But we're not advocating beating your kids at all, people. We don't do that on the forecast.
I'm just telling my story. I'm just talking about my life as I see it. This shit that happened to me. I got my ass whooped because my cousins were showing out. You ever had one of those ass whoopings?
Sorry, I was the oldest of four. So, yes, I got whoopings for what the little ones did all the time.
And ain't nothing you can do but be mad and be in pain.
I'm like, what did I do? Well, you was watching them. But.
That's it. I remember I got my ass whooped for my brothers fighting. And they both older than me. Ain't that some shit?
Damn.
But they couldn't fight my, they couldn't whoop my brother's asses because them both them motherfuckers was teenagers and they was grown. So they was like, nah, you gonna get the ass whooping.
Yeah.
I was like, that's that bullshit, man.
They beat you on some Zaymite and Tomaz shit,
right, exactly. Fucking dreadnoughts, man. I got my ass beat like I'm Zartan. I didn't do the shit. That's some fucked up shit, man. I guess Meek Mill gonna come out, he gonna be swole and have a dope album. Ain't that usually how it goes? You go to jail,
yeah, I guess.
You come out. You got everybody, street cred.
Yeah, free Meek Mill. I said it.
I was hoping we would have made it through this segment without you saying that bullshit.
I just wanted to say it, man. I had to, man.
I've seen the
free Meek.
Yeah, I've seen the think pieces and shit and people riding for him about how the justice system is all fucked up. And I get it, okay? We just saw a woman get her record expunged for killing a black person. I know. But I'm not saying that shit is right either. I'm just saying when you know the shit is supposed to go a certain way, then you do the best you can to operate within that system. You know if you violate probation, you're going to get that. Hey, you're going to get it.
And then you got Meek lawyers saying that the judge is the judge and Meek have issues because the judge wanted Meek to cut a remix to a Boyz II Men song or something, and he kind of like laughed and like, I'm not doing that shit. She was like, suit yourself, or he or she, I don't know if it's a man or woman, I don't know the judge name. But then I also heard that the judge wanted Meek to leave Roc Nation and sign with her friend's management team. You know what I'm saying? So these are all allegations from Meek's lawyer that the judge, you know, so.
So there's two things to that. There's two things to that. Number one, if the judge is telling you to cut a remix, and cut the goddamn remix.
Fuck that. Cut, I'm not doing that shit.
Nigga, what is it going to hurt you to cut a fucking remix to keep your record clean?
Man,
cut
man,
the fucking remix.
It's all right, man. You telling me you would do that shit? Man, nah, I wouldn't do that. I'd be like, no, I'm not doing that.
Nigga, I could release that shit on SoundCloud. It don't have to, it don't have to do shit with me. That's a free song. To stay out of jail? Look, we've had this discussion about jail before. To stay out of jail? Nigga, I will cut that shit right there on the spot. I'll start beatboxing right on command. Fuck that. Second of all, why is your attorney saying this shit now? If this is from before.
Exactly. Like, this should have been brought up. Can you say that in court? Like, yeah, you have to be. Yeah, you have to say something. But maybe that's the reason he's saying it now. I don't know. It's weird. But
that's
if it's
bullshit.
True.
That's what
if it's
is.
True.
His lawyer's trash, bro.
He need Jose Baez.
He need anybody else. He need Jerm. Jerm, you can get him off. With pause.
No,
yeah, pause.
Exactly. That was a pause.
Yeah, I had to fix that, man. Speaking of non-pause news, news lady Demetria Abelors. Did I say that right?
Abelors, Abelors, yeah.
I just call her Demetria, fine as shit. She got body shamed. A white lady saw her on the news and was upset because she said this lady who's clearly a size 16, 18 is wearing this size, was it 10? A size 10 dress, she was trying to say. This is just disgusting and there's no integrity in the news and I won't be watching. And then we see the pictures, which we'll try and make, you know, the post for the show, if y'all can see it, or it'll be a clickable link if you go to nappyafro.com and you look at the Frocast episode 278.
She might just be the cover. She might just be the cover for this thing, you know.
If we can find a high-res enough image, yes, she'll be the cover.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm not putting no two. It's not going to be high-res enough to be the size of our page to be the main picture. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But she's fine as hell. You saw the pictures, right?
Yeah, she's a cute girl.
Wait, why is she just cute? You sound like you're backing down from that.
I mean, she's straight. Now, ain't nothing wrong with it. Now, come on, it's all right. Don't try to start nothing.
I'm just asking because that's not the reaction I was expecting. She's cute?
I mean, you know, she's straight. Like, I was on the train, you know?
Nah, so there's a reason for that. I don't know. We'll probably get to it later in the show. But if y'all go ahead and Google that.
A little too bright for my liking, but you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Know. But she got hair. She got a handful of hair. That's your thing.
Yeah.
She look thick.
Yeah, she got some pretty hair. Listen, she is a cute, pretty, fine woman. Just, you know, a little too bright.
Okay. I knew it was something. That's what I'm saying. I knew it was something. I had to figure out what it was. Because if we looking at the body.
Her body's nice. I mean, no, I ain't see how what the booty looking like, but, you know, everything else look good.
How did you not see? You wrote the outline. How did you not see what the booty looked like?
Look, man, I scoured. Look, because she don't really, you know what I'm saying, put the cakes on display like I wanted to see them.
You didn't? Did you Google her name, brother?
I did an extensive search on her.
I don't think you Googled her name, because I Googled, and the second picture that showed up is a side shot, that profile shot.
Look right now again, see what I can get.
And she's got like this is either a baby blue or off-white ass dress. You know, she got studio lighting. It's not the blue or gold, black and gold situation, but it's definitely a different color. How you doing, sir?
Oh, man. She caked out, man.
Yeesh. Yeah. So from what I heard about her, she used to be the traffic reporter in like Vegas, and then now she's working in Dallas. And hey man, look, she's amazing.
Look at her on Halloween. Wow, she's Nigerian American. They said she's Nigerian American.
Nigerian, so
she's Obama. She got to be Obama.
Dang, she don't look like an Igbo. What they call a Naja?
Yeah, that's why I said she got to be a little. She got to be the Obama version.
Let me see who her parents are. Let's see.
Like her dad is from Nigeria, but her mama from Kansas.
Her mama Nigerian, her daddy from Kansas.
Some shit. One of them motherfuckers is flip flop. That's all I'm saying. But she's a winner. She's a winner. This is like the second or third time we've seen, you know, recent history, a black woman with a full figure being shamed on social media, because we had that teacher we talked about last time famously. So it's like, if you're a black woman with any curves, you can't be out here in these streets. No pictures, no social media. She was just doing her fucking job at that.
Exactly. She wasn't even out there trying to be
She's doing her fucking job. Like, the motherfucker, she's got social media because someone I know followed it. So she's got social media. But she wasn't posting out on social media the clown. She's doing her fucking job. You turned on the news and saw her and felt some kind of way, Jen. And you decided to make this a big issue. Now people is dragging your ass.
Hey, go look up Alicia Turner, WCTV.
Now, where are we going with this now?
Just another newscaster.
You do not know how to stay on track, do you?
We talk about newscasters.
We're talking about Demetria. Oh, this is right up your alley. This is right up your alley here. This is a darker chick with the long hair. If Germ could create a chick, this would be her. This is definitely Germ right here. God damn. Yeah, that's all you. I'm not mad at that. Hey, man, we got to get better news people out here, man. I'm out in Austin. We don't have news people like this.
Yeah, that's one from local. She local.
I would probably watch the news if we had either of these young sisters.
I was watching the weekend. I was just like, who the fuck is this? I was watching. I was like, damn.
You
ain't
never seen
her
up
there? Nah.
You ain't never seen her up there?
Nah.
She been up there for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. So your homeboy been holding out. He been watching the news, getting educated, and ain't told you shit.
And he said nothing. He probably friends with on Facebook. Like, oh, man, that ain't nobody.
He got a couple likes and shit from it. They done had conversation. He ain't saying shit.
Man, I went to a birthday party last month, man. Matter of fact.
You know what I'm saying? That is fucked up. You gotta share, man. Sometimes you got to share.
Yeah.
That mom, where did she go to school at? Ah, very local. Somebody else that you know should know her, Jern.
Yeah, Pac know her.
Yeah.
Pac friends with her on Facebook. You know, I did an extensive search on her.
Doc don't know her?
Nah.
That's what you think.
Yeah.
But that's amazing. Doc, right there.
Doc don't do journalism. She won't be in journalism school.
Oh, well, shit. She need to go over there. That's a reason to go. Speaking of people who need to be somewhere the fuck else, did you hear about Papa John's?
What about Papa John's, man?
Papa John's has said that he is no longer a billionaire. He's only got like 970 million or 930 millionaire now.
He's starving, man. His family gonna starve.
He's starving now because the fucking NFL and the protests have taken money out of his pocket. That's why there's a drop in sales, is because of the protests. Now, have you had...
to trash, not because of trash ass pizza.
That's what I was about to ask you.
I mean, Papa John's is the last place I go for fucking pizza, bro. I go to Domino's, Pizza Hut, Hungry Howie's even. Yeah. Papa John's, never.
Wait, is that the order? Domino's first?
I mean, Domino's, yeah. Domino's, then Pizza Hut. Like, they interchangeable with me. It just depends on the day. Some days I like Domino's better. Some days I like Pizza Hut. But I only get the thin crust from Domino's. Domino's, it came up, man. Domino's used to be shitty as fuck like 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, 10 years ago, Domino's was fucking the cemetery of pizza places. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Now they done came the fuck up, man. That Papa John's garbage, though, man, they keep that shit. Fucking shit give me heartburn. This shit is trash, bro. Like, hey, Doc want to piss me off, bring home Papa John pizza. Because it's like, oh, so you don't give a fuck about me. You know I don't eat that garbage-ass shit. She like it, though.
Wow, really?
No taste in pizza if you like that shit.
I mean, when times is hard, when Papa John's used to slide that pizza out the door for like $6, when times was hard, I would hit up a Papa John's.
Pizza Tuesdays, Tuesdays, I ain't gonna lie. But that's when I realized that this shit was garbage, because I'd be like, man, this is some bullshit-ass pizza, man. This shit is nasty. If I had to eat a fucking Tums before I eat your pizza garbage.
That's probably a good way to measure that. I know that they went from the $6 or whatever the fuck the pizza was on Tuesday, and it was just regular price one day. Like, they didn't tell nobody the shit changed, it just changed. And I was like, nah, bro, I'm not paying $12 for this shit. No, I'm not doing that. And then the big thing that kept them in the game, they probably would have been closed a long time ago. The thing that kept them in the game was that Pizza Rewards Club. Because you can go in there, like, every fourth time you order pizza, you got a free one coming. Mm. And Pizza Hut didn't have that shit. Well, now Pizza Hut got it. Papa John's, you way out the box, bro. Mm-hmm. You way out the box, bro. So, yeah, fuck you and your pizza. You don't want to pay your workers a living wage. You still out there hunting elephants and shit. Fuck you. I hope you close.
John Schnatter.
He's a bitch.
Yeah. Then the motherfucker, what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, then the alt-right came out once he made that statement. It was like, yo, wait, you're the official pizza of the alt-right. And he was like, no, we don't want to be associated with y'all. Oh, so now you get no motherfucking money. Like, you're going to lose even more money.
Like, well, I will give him credit. That is the appropriate response.
No, like, that's not the way you bleed it.
That's not the way you want to go, bro. Sometimes you just got to die. You got to bleed out.
When they come out there, you be like, whoa, I didn't hear that. But
fuck that.
If we can make up this $23 million, I get back to a billion, then yes.
No, that's not what you do, bro. Don't condone that shit. Good job on that. I'm still not buying your fucking pizza.
Nah. God damn.
You
can't give me a Papa John pizza, bro. Like, I'd be like, oh, we got no, I'm good, bro. Like, I don't even want it. Like,
You want them to sell out? At the headquarters in Louisville, you want them to sell out to the, like, that shit is go bad in Louisville. And that's, I think Papa John's and KFC, that's all part of the same company, right?
I don't know. I know Papa John's is in Louisville because that's they got Papa John's Stadium at the University of Louisville.
I think they're all the same parent company, like Tasty Foods, whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, I know it's Pizza Hut, KFC, and Taco Bell. I think they all together.
Oh, okay. So I got the companies mixed up. They definitely don't want to do that shit. You can't have the alt-right pizza. That's not good job on getting away from that shit, bro.
What would be on an alt-right pizza, Sol Ray? Come on, give it a shot.
Niggers.
No, we'll be no niggers on that.
Then yes, it would.
It'd be like white sauce, white cheese, like
niggers.
White chicken with no seasoning on it. Nigga, it'd have a whole bunch of white cheeses on it. It'd be like a lot of cheese, mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise? Jesus Christ.
People love mayonnaise, boy.
You know what they like better?
What?
Dead niggas. It'd be some dead niggas on that pizza, bro. You straight up be eating your boy and you don't even know. Pause.
Got some fresh grated nigger on this pizza.
Absolutely. It'd be like, this bacon's fresh, extra crispy.
Fresh red nigga on this pizza.
Absolutely. What you want? I want the extra dark nigga. Let me get the fat back. We don't want that, bro.
It's a nigger lover's pizza. It's a nigger's lover pie right here.
Hey, we got something else about nigger's lovers in this topic here. A white woman, 53-year-old Christy Lehard. Lehart? From Illinois, was accused of using a 24-year-old mental patient to get her jollies off.
Wow.
Is this a real story, Jerm?
It's a real story. I saw it. I saw the video of it. So the lady, the dude, he had gotten into a fight with a police officer or something. That's why he was in like the. But he was, you know, they said he was crazy, so they sent him to the crazy house. And she was supposed to be watching over him, and she, whatever she did, she made it so he had to stay in there 3 years, and she was having sex with him the whole time. And then when he finally got out and told somebody, they fired her or whatever, and now he's, I don't know if he want, I'm guessing he want money, you know what I'm saying? He told, I just want to move on in my life, maybe go to college. You're 24 now, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, yeah, you can move on with your life, but it's not like you want a check. If you want to move on with your life, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing, dog. You're trying to get paid. Like, I wouldn't have known you, what you're doing if you wanted to move on with your life. So just say you're trying to get paid for what happened. You know what I'm saying? Because he told me, well, I didn't know what was going on. Nigga!
I don't know. What's the mental health issue where you don't know what pussy is? I don't know what that is.
Exactly. So I'm not saying you're not a victim here. I'm not, you know...
Of but course he's a victim. If he didn't want to fuck her, he's the victim. Men can be raped.
3 years.
Okay,
Come on, man.
It doesn't sound like he was unwilling in having 3 years. He had a mental health issue. Maybe he thought she was just washing his dick really aggressively.
Nigga, she asked him to eat the box, and he was like, hell no, I'm telling you. That's what happened.
After 3 years, she finally said, okay, now do me. Yeah, and he said, oh, that's where this shit stops.
Yeah, he said, hey, I ain't signed up for this.
Motherfucker said, I'm not that mentally ill. Nah, yes, fuck that shit.
I know I'm not supposed to be doing this.
I'm not going to eat your 60-year-old box, bruh. Nah.
Yeah.
You can't even give it away. You free. You can't even give it away out there in them streets. You got to get me a captive to eat your box? Nah. I'm telling. Guard.
Already fucking you fucking a mental in the mental hospital, so you know what, you ain't getting no dick out the streets, and that's sad for a woman because a woman can get laid anytime.
I was telling my homegirl was telling me about this. She does she works at a university, and she does prison tours with the students and shit. And she was telling me how some of the prisoners, not the prisoners, some of the guards lose their job on a regular basis. Women guards lose their job on a regular basis for fucking the inmates.
Yeah.
That's crazy as shit to me. You giving up your job?
Bro, you got to understand, you work at a jail. Let's say you're not the prettiest girl, but in jail, you are the prettiest girl because these niggas ain't seen a woman, and you walk by me every day, so, you know, niggas gunning themselves down, man, finding their sweet spots, nigga just, you know, saying all kind of stuff to you, and next thing you know what I'm saying, you done, every day, that shit kind of get, you know, one of them say some nice shit to you, because this nigga ain't got nothing but game. I 24 hours a day, nigga, I'm thinking about what I'm going to say to a woman. You know what I'm saying? So I'm spitting all my good game. So I see why these women fall victim to him. Like, it was one jail in, maybe Pepe J from B-More, he can verify this. It was one Baltimore. This nigga had, like, got about nine correction officers pregnant, man. He was knocking them all up, dog. This shit was crazy, man. Some nigga... Wow. In some Baltimore, like, he was running to jail, had all kind of crazy shit going on. Man, I remember some story like that. You know, but yeah, bro, that shit, I see why them women do it. I don't see why they do it, but I see how it happens.
These men motherfuckers got the gift of gab. You got, that's immaculate game. If you can get your prison dick to be serviced by a free broad, that's some game right there. They risking their job, jail time for you. That's game.
So what about when these teachers have sex with the students? Same thing.
Wait, so what? You're saying that the students are making the teachers have sex with them?
Because
that's not the game. Well, no, the teachers. Look, if I'm a teenage boy and my teacher says you want this, that's the end of the conversation. There's no game needed. You don't have to convince me to fuck you if I'm a student and I'm a male.
But it's very easy. But what if you are, like, a student and you are coming on to your teacher?
Yeah.
Then that's their game. If you're a 13-year-old, it's game.
Yeah, that's why I was like, it's been situations where the student was the aggressor. And, you know.
Yeah, but then who's told? I mean, that's my next question. Who told?
The mama usually tell when they find out their son having sex with a woman. The mamas, it's usually the mamas find out, see them texts and see some pictures, something. It's always the mama.
Yeah, and so that's where it goes. Because I was like, I know the father. If it's a boy, the father ain't telling. The teacher can't tell because, I mean, what the fuck you look like? The boy definitely ain't telling. I mean, he telling his boys, but he ain't going to homecoming and flashing that shit on the screen. It's got to be the mama feeling some kind of way. That's game right there. What you going to do if Prince Germ come home and tell you that he smashed his teacher one day?
Oh, my God. I'm going to shake my fucking head and be like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? you know, I'm not going to tell on him, but I'm going to tell him, like, yo, don't ever do that again. Leave her alone. You can fuck your life up. You don't want to be on TV. You know, it's just weird. That shit would be horrifying.
Now, let's go ahead and flip the script. What do you do if Princess Germ comes home and tells you that they got busy with the teacher?
Oh, we tar and feathering this nigga.
As you should, sir. As you should.
Like, I mean, this nigga might, hey, look, it might not be nothing to tell the police.
Hey, man, for real, it's a lot of shit going on in this country right now that I'm wondering why there's somebody to still tell the story. Why the fuck is Zimmerman still walking around these streets? I don't get it.
I mean, he couldn't eat at no restaurant with no niggas work at, boy.
Ever. Nigga,
he better have somebody taste his food before he eat any goddamn well. Because I tell the doc, I'm like, yo, go ahead, whip me up a batch of that Dr. Kevorkian. And
I would take that one for the team out the gate. I go ahead and call my wife and be like, hey, get that bail money ready. This nigga right in front of me. I got to do this one. I got to do this one.
Nigga, I told you, man, I'm going to get some of that shit, man. I'm going to get the doctor to make me a little potion that dissolves in the enzymes in your body, man. You just rub it on your, man, kill your ass, man. Come on, man.
What did Walter White teach us? What's the flower we...
Huh?
What's the flower we got to get?
Something willow, something. I forgot what it is.
We got to get that. We got to get that and have it on deck for motherfuckers like Zimmerman in case he cross our path. Because there's no way, bro, that he's still walking these streets free. This topic was kind of brought to us. I don't really care, but I guess it's music, so we kind of got to talk about it. Jill Scott is single again. This is her second or third husband?
I think it's her second. Man, her second first husband left her. Her first husband left her because... she said he stopped eating her cooking, and that was very disrespectful to her. He would just leave the food on the counter for days.
Wait, on the counter? Like he didn't even put the shit away?
And then he wouldn't even put the shit away, nigga. Like,
okay, so can you cook?
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you can't cook, Jill. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you really think you can cook, but you can't.
Because he's basically giving your food away. If a man is giving away food in the kitchen, maybe you can't cook.
Yeah. So this is her second husband. You know, this guy was like a regular nigga, had five kids. They said he ain't had no job. Of course, that's why I was like, oh, okay. So if Jill married a nigga with five kids with no job,
What you mean?
Now I'm questioning your decision-making skills. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, over 45 kids, no job. Like, you can't have no job in your 40s, bro. Like, that's just, you at least got to be working. Like, ain't, you know, most niggas in their 40 got a job somewhere. And most niggas in their 40 been in their job more than 3 years. You know what I'm saying? So,
but this nigga got five kids. He's over 40, no job, which means that if he's working, it's something that's not on the books.
Yeah.
And apparently, he got that game.
And they got married in her backyard.
He got that game, bro.
So he said he left because she was evil and, said she grew up in a house full of women and there was no men around. So when a man came around, they felt challenged. And so that was she had issues with that and her family, you know. And, you know, people do not applaud an all women, you know, household because that's not how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be all of us working together, okay?
How long were they married?
All male household went work, all female household. Household won't work. So people, that's not you gotta have a fucking mixture to make it all work. Jesus.
How long were they married?
Oh, it's not even been a year. It's just been just over a year. Cause they got married last July or some shit like that.
So like if you're a responsible person and her family's part of her life, you would have known that her family ain't right for you at some point before you decide to get married. What the fuck made you say that, okay, well, we just got into a fight for the sixth time and I've only been over there six times, I'm still going to marry her? That's not that's not a smart decision either. You probably saw the situation and said, shit, I could probably fuck her auntie. I could fuck her cousin. I go ahead and get here, all these women. I get to run the house.
I'm team Mike, by the way.
You going to do what?
I'm team Mike, by the way.
You team Mike? Is his name?
Yeah, his name Mike Dobson or something like that.
How can you possibly be team Mike?
Because, I mean, I believe Jill is crazy and mean, and yes, I believe him, so I'm on his side. Now, they're going to trash him. They're going to trash him in the papers, but if you married an unemployed nigga with 5 kids, don't throw that up there like that's a bad thing in a divorce. Like, he's unemployed. Whoa, but you married me unemployed with 5 kids.
I can't. Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. He showed you who he was when you married him.
Yeah. We got married in your backyard. Not like at the park or nothing. No, in your backyard. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking at this shit. There are claims of inappropriate marital conduct, which could be anything from infidelity and verbal and physical abuse to cruel treatment and sexual impropriety. Don't you think, doesn't this sound stupid? Like, if you get married and you decide you want to get a divorce, you have to file a reason?
Hey, yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous, because we're done. That's why the fuck I want a divorce. We're done. I have to give you a coded reason. Like, is that how it works? Like, when you show up, I'm going to have to ask somebody who's been through a divorce. When you show up, do they have the options? Is this like a fucking scan test or a fucking shit. SAT?
It's all right. You got to send a fucking paper to the person to file for a divorce. Like, and let's say your partner don't want a divorce. They could challenge that shit and string that shit out, run that shit out. Like, I know you got to do some, my sister-in-law had to do some underhanded shit. She had to motherfucking put an ad in one of them little classified little things that said she wanted, it had to be smart. Like, the trick was put it small. And put it like an ad in the newspaper or something. She had to pay some money. And in 30 days, if he didn't contest it or something, she could get an uncontested divorce or some shit like that. But you had to pay like $7, $8, $9. It was some weird. It's crazy. To get a divorce, you got to go through a lot of shit, especially if the motherfucker don't want a divorce. It's good if both parties agree on it. And then that's to be the easiest way. But if a motherfucker don't want to do it, oh, you got problems on your hands. All right. I got a nigga right now. It's caught up in this shit.
I don't understand, like, you know, and hindsight is always 20/20. I don't know why you would go through and get a traditional marriage this way.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I think, you know, right now with this social media shit, monogamy, the way that we understand it is not, it doesn't make much sense. Going through all this shit to get a divorce doesn't make much sense. And maybe that's just, I'm built different, because if my wife came home and said she wanted a divorce, I'm not fighting for shit. Get the fuck out of my face. That's it. It's time to go.
So she said she wanted a divorce, all right. And you was like, well, what if you didn't think it was that bad? You'd be like, whoa.
I don't give a fuck. I don't want to be attached to somebody who don't want to be around me. Get away from me.
Damn.
That's it. Right. I'm not saying that I wouldn't be hurt. But what I am saying is that I'm not going to drag this out and keep fighting. You already said that you don't want to be here. Bye.
Okay.
I don't understand the idea of making somebody miserable or making them fight for... Maybe that's why I ain't got shit. Maybe that's why I'm a 40-year-old and I got a job, but I, you know what I'm saying? I ain't much better than Mike, because I don't understand why you would fight for somebody who wants to be away from you. You want to be gone? Leave. Imagine if that shit worked at work. Yeah, I think, you know, I'm going to go ahead and quit. Wait. We're going to keep you working here. We're going to keep paying you. Just don't leave yet. It doesn't kinda make sense.
And yeah, well, it works like that. The opposite way, they're like, hey, this is not working, so we're going to go ahead and part ways.
And then you'd be like, hold on, I'll take less money.
Yeah, they don't negotiate with you.
It doesn't make sense. So, I mean, yeah, I don't understand how this divorce shit works. But if you're considering marriage, I mean, you know, just look at the other options. That's all I'm saying. There's other ways to be a couple than to go to the courthouse and have them rule and take money out your pocket and give you these bootleg ass benefits, which Trump is destroying anyway.
Hey, quick question, man, off topic. Who gets married first? GQ Blue or Be Easy, bro?
GQ Blue.
I think it's Be Easy.
How would it be Be Easy?
Easy's gonna get this. He's the spur of the moment marriage guy. GQ Blue gonna be in a relationship. We gonna know he in a relationship. He gonna be with a girl for like, you know, 2 years and stuff like that. You know, it's gonna be like that. But Be Easy, he's gonna go like, yeah, man, we got married yesterday, like on a Wednesday morning or something like that, man. I'm telling you, it's gonna be.
I wish I could refute that, but I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah.
Like, common sense made me think that Be Easy would probably say no, just because I feel like all his exes are crazy and they would all show up at the same time. But that would be why he just goes and gets it done Wednesday morning. that would be why. And you're right about GQ. Yeah. GQ would definitely, it would be 19 posts deep. It'd be a countdown to his wedding day.
Yeah.
You're right about that shit. I heard your boy is in the news again.
Who's this, man? Who's my boy?
Puffy.
Yes, Puffy is in the news again.
He's changing his name yet again. Puffy is 45 or some shit. How old is Puffy?
Let's see. How old is Puffy? Shit, he was 25 years ago.
He can't be that old, man. Don't do him like that, man. Take that. He can't be that old. Let's see. How old is Puffy? A.K.A. Sean Combs, A.K.A. Diddy. He was born in 69.
So him and Hov the same age. So he what,
48.
Yeah, 48. He said 69 to 70. Yeah. So Puffy, so he already had his birthday.
He's damn near 50 years old. He changes his name again. And this time his name change is one that people aren't rocking with all the way. My new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love. And people got upset on Twitter, you know, because that's what they do on Twitter. Now they got 280 characters to be upset. After he said that, you know, if you watch wrestling at any time during your childhood, you know Brother Love. You know the name, and that's why people got upset. And it wasn't just a joke. Like, thousands of people responded. Like, they were really upset about this shit.
Did you hear about this? Responded. Yes.
Puffy said he was playing, though.
Nah, he wasn't playing. Puffy didn't know.
well, he was saying he was joking about the name change. Not about the choice of name. You think he was serious? You think he just backing down?
He was. He played himself, and he was like, "Whoop, nah, Puffy can't play himself." Yeah, he was like, "Nah, I'm not going to be out here playing myself, son. Like, fuck that. I'm Diddy."
So he had to fix that shit, huh?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Speaking of wrestling, interesting wrestling segue here. The 30 for 30 was all over ESPN. I think this was Tuesday night, right? Did you watch this?
It was Wednesday night. No, it was Tuesday night.
I mean, you know, if I'm going to get something right, it's probably going to be something about wrestling.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I did.
What did you think?
I loved it, man, because it was just like that throwback shit, just showing how Ric Flair became Ric Flair, and I mean, Ric Flair was a wild dude, bro. I mean, did he lie a little bit? I'm pretty sure he did, but that's what he was supposed to do. The man said, everything I said, I did. I was just like...
It's impossible.
I was like, exactly. I said,
it's impossible, but okay, bro. Man, you know, you're talking about a $30 million house and $50,000 and $60,000 watches in the '80s. I don't think so, bro. But okay, wrestling wasn't paying like that back then. I just want to let you know that, bro. I appreciate you, Rick, but you wasn't buying no $100,000 Rolex in the '80s. Especially not as a Republican. You're not doing that shit, bro. But I didn't watch it. I stayed away. I thought it was interesting the way ESPN was pumping that up because it came on the same time as one of wrestling's shows. So it came on at 9 o'clock Central, I think. 9 o'clock Central, which is when the 205 Live Cruiserweight show comes on the WWE Network. Like, y'all couldn't pick the better time? Because you know wasn't nobody watching that shit. But whatever.
It was weird, yeah, because I was just like, man, because I wanted to watch it when it came on, but then I was like, I'd rather watch it without commercials, so I waited till the next day, and I started watching it, you know, like Wednesday morning and shit, you know, so I could get it in.
Most of that 30 for 30 shit goes straight to Netflix too, though, right?
I don't know. Yeah, it is. A lot of them are on there. But you can always watch it on the Watch ESPN app, and then, you know, at any time.
But you do have a Keep It 100 for the people.
Keep It 100 this week, man. Hey, man, this week, man, hit Saul Wright up. And I was just like, yo, man, if anybody appreciate this, man, Saul Wright appreciate this, man. So I was at work one day. I was trying on some shoes. I tried on a pair of shoes, man. They was called Brooks, some Ghost 10s. These shoes like $120. You know what I'm saying? These are the most comfortable shoes ever. So I said, yo, show Saul Wright. Saul Wright, check these shoes out. Saul Wright immediately goes in. Matter of fact, Saul Wright didn't say nothing day one. So I bought it back again. Like, yo, Saul, man, what you think about these shoes? Oh, man. Saul Wright goes the fuck in, man. Be easy. They all just picking on my motherfucking shoes, and I was just really looking out for a friend. Like, listen, man, these are comfortable shoes. You might want to try them out. You know what I'm saying? Do your little workout in it. It might change your life, man, because it damn sure changed mine. Man. Most comfortable shoe I've ever put on in my life. And so I bought me a pair, man, got them for like $50, you know, with shipping. It was like $63, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. And yeah, really, I mean, it was funny because, you know, them niggas had mad jokes. I deleted them shit, so I don't know. I don't have record. But I'm sure it's all right. And you know what I'm saying?
You felt some kind of way you deleted all the messages?
Nah, I delete messages. I'm not the nigga to keep messages. Like, because that's, I don't, for what? You know, I just don't keep messages.
So wait, so you keep deleting the chat that we got going?
Yes, I don't have none of this shit.
God damn it, how are we supposed to publish the book and get paid?
You have it, Saul Wright. You have the book.
I'm not going to keep being the only one responsible for this shit.
You do it unconsciously.
Nigga, every time I get a new phone, it takes me a week. I got to leave and come back later. Because they got to remove all these messages.
Hold on, I got some of it. Let me see how far back I go.
Nigga, I'm about to say, I'm looking now and I'm still strolling. Jesus. Was it before or after the Lupe conversation?
Hold on. This is, I got the whole conversation about Beezy and his, yo. Beezy probably has a clogged septic tank in his house. I'm just going to go ahead. Whatever apartment Beezy lives in, the motherfucking septic tank is clogged like a motherfucker. This nigga said he used about motherfucking, at least, he said, 8 disposable wipes when he takes a shit. 8. I said, Jesus Christ, like 8? Like, what the fuck?
8, bruh.
But maybe, I mean, Beezy doesn't eat, so he probably doesn't shit that often. So maybe that's why. So, you know, I mean.
But 8, bruh.
8, bruh, that's a lot.
I can't even find the shoe conversation, because we talked about Crit getting his second 5-star review.
I got all the little purgatory thing. Purgatory conversation. Shoe, yeah, here go the shoe shit. Yeah, I found it. Yeah, I still got it.
Where is the shoe shit in relation to the...
It was Saturday, 4:38 p.m. Because I was like, Saul, rate these. And you hit me with a Steve Harvey gif. Then I was like, most comfortable shoe I've ever worn. I said, my back stopped hurting, my feet stopped hurting, and my legs was hurting. It'd be easy, put up a wash t-shirt, go perfect, got the perfect shirt to wear with these. And it's all right, they come with a self-esteem or not. Like, damn. It'd be easy. I just watched a review about these shoes. One of the features of the shoe is that it makes the pussies of nearby women extremely dry.
Yeah, we went in, bro.
Nigga had on the hella faithful ones. I mean, come on, man. Hey.
Oh, shit.
How you amassed 22 racks? Like, what are you? You going to wear them around your players next season? It was just a... And this GQ Blue just comes in out of nowhere. Just swung in for like Tarzan. The what are those 12s? Like, I mean, damn, Blue, like... I thought you was like, you know, Switzerland in the whole situation. Like, and in all situations, like, damn, unless we attack Prince, man, that's really the only time GQ Blue got a fucking opinion. You know, we attack Prince or shallots or something like that. Yeah, G-Man.
Did you say shallots? Khaled's nigga?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Hey, man, they don't get to see these texts. You got to make sure you keep this text chain, bro. We talked about this. This is a conversation for the people who actually listen to the show. Is Pinky going to hell, heaven, or purgatory?
Pinky
the porn star.
She's in purgatory.
No, the fuck she's not.
I told you, man, the reason why she's not in hell because she didn't do nothing crazy on camera. But other than
that,
what
the fuck
you
mean?
All she did was fuck. Like, she wasn't getting, like, you know, she ain't go all mad, no cameras, all I'm saying. She ain't do ghetto gaggers or nothing like that. Now, Cherokee's in hell. She did ghetto gaggers.
So Pinky ain't took two in one hole?
No.
Yes, she did.
Two in one hole?
Yes.
That's bad. Look, whoever the dudes, the two in one hole, they ain't ones in hell. What you talking about?
They all going in that position.
No, nah. Pinky's not. Sorry.
I think you're trying to save Pinky. You can't save Pinky.
I'm not trying to save her. I'm just being honest.
She's going, bruh.
She's not.
She's going, bruh. She's in hell. She's not kicking it with you in purgatory. She's going to hell. Just want you to know that.
We all in purgatory.
I'm going to heaven. I will denounce you. I told you I'm denouncing all y'all.
All right. It's all right. Listen, man. All right, man. Keep fighting, bro. You want them? You don't have a clue. She got loose.
She got loose.
Oh Lord.
But yeah, the text chat, the group chat, we have no chill. And it ended up in a very weird conversation. Somehow we went from sneakers to purgatory to ass eating.
Yeah. Accident. It started out with GQ Blue. Somehow, so you can, he said, apparently accidental ass eating is not a random thing, you know. And then, you know, that's how it all started.
And yeah, so this is, what, 278th yeah. episode? So y'all have to go back and listen to one of these other episodes to figure out where that ties into. But it's some amazing shit. I'll just say it that way. It's great. Who is your winners and losers for this week?
Let me get out of this fucking long-ass text chain. Jesus Christ.
You can just back out, bro. It's not that hard. I mean, I don't know how y'all do it on the iPhones and shit, but...
Hey, man, my winner is the South Carolina mayor, man, that tweeted a Jay-Z lyric after he beat a case, man. He was like, not guilty. Y'all got to feel me. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Damn. That's, you can't do that, bro.
Yes, you can, man. That is awesome, man. I love it. You know I love that stuff, man.
Who's your loser?
My loser this week is Twitter, man. Twitter went to 280 characters, and that's just what we didn't need. Aww. People on Twitter have more fucking characters. Not fooling at all. Doggy.
More characters for them to misspell words and fuck up shit.
Exactly.
My loser this week is going to be Kansas State University and Dontarius Williams.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard this story or not, but apparently Dontarius Williams reported to the campus police that his car was vandalized. You should see the picture of the car. It says, go home, nigger. Niggers aren't welcome here. Whites only, nigger. Get out of here, nigger boy. Like, all of this is painted on his car. Only to find out that Dontarius did it.
Yeah,
Dontarius confessed he was responsible for the graffiti. Why is K-State a loser in this? Because they didn't press any charges.
They ain't supposed to press the fuck out that nigga, man. Like,
that's
you
what
don't
you're supposed
no
to do,
that.
Bro. That, yeah, you can't be on both sides of the coin. I feel the same way. You can't be out here doing this bullshit. We got enough shit going on. We don't need you out here vandalizing your own car and blaming on white people. That's that bullshit. They should have pressed charges on his ass. Sorry, not sorry. Got to go. So that's my loser this week. Do I have any winners this week? No. No winners this week, man. You want to give my shout-out this week? No winners, man. I mean, I saw you try to push the Rams as my winner because the Rams put up 50-something points.
Hey, the fucking Rams are fucking legit, boy.
Fuck the Rams, bro. I don't care. Yeah.
I know. I'm just letting you know, man. I'm keeping you updated. It's all right. The curse is all right. It's real. We talked about Deshaun Watson on the show last week. The next thing you know, he tears his fucking ACL. He's done for the year. The curse is all right. It's real. Should have never even mentioned him. Now I said something about the Rams. It's all right. Watch the Rams. Are going to fucking collapse now. God damn it.
So how exactly does this curse work? Because there's some people I need to curse.
It's like you speak. It's like when you put that, you know what I'm saying, you do, you got mojo on him, you say something about him, man, and then you just, I don't know, it's the curse.
It automatically goes bad when I say something about him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, at least I know the rules. I might have to use that to my advantage at some point. Probably should have used it before that crit review came out.
Exactly. But, you know, I'm glad it did come out. Hey, shout out Nappy Afro. We do reviews sometime. It's some dude who keeps emailing just asking people to do reviews, man. I'm just like, bro. Like, he'd be like, hey, could you do a review on Future and Young Thug? Thanks. And like, just like,
I'm not mad at that. I appreciate that. Get us back in the game because we out the game.
Yeah.
We out the game. We don't review shit. That's why it is, just like I said that shit about the crit review, I'm glad that Young Brother did the review. At least we got one on the site. Now, I might not agree with the 5 stars, but at least we got the fucking review.
But yeah. Everybody's like, you know, somebody did agree with it, so it's like that's what we're supposed to have up there. We're not supposed to agree on everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I also feel like we've been in the game a while, so I don't think we should have to do reviews. I don't see nothing wrong with getting young people out there, fresh ears, listening to music. Like, I mean, who gives a fuck what an old nigga think, man? Like, niggas don't give a fuck.
No, I'm not mad at that either, but I also think it's stupid for us to complain about it too. Like, we can't not do the reviews and then be like, oh, you can't give out a 5-star. Well, nigga, do a review.
Hey, nah, fuck that. Hey, I've complained about niggas on staff giving out 5 stars. GQ,
you always do.
How Big Crit got 2 5-star reviews, man? Like, one, I'm just saying, one of them shouldn't be a 5. And that's that other one, the GQ Blue, that he still stand upon my 5. Like, whatever, G Bland. Like,
yeah, but you're never going to give a 5. You're never going to give a 5.
If I hear 5, I give it.
No, you won't. Like, this is your position now. You're never going to give a 5. You would have gave a 5 to Fonte, and you never would have given another 5.
I would have gave J. Cole a 5.
Homer. What else?
How is that a Homer pick? I live Homer in Florida.
Pick. Oh, now you're claiming Florida.
What you mean? You said Homer. I mean, I live in Florida. I mean, what does Homer mean? I'm confused.
Where are you from?
Oh, NC, baby.
And where's J. Cole from?
I don't know. New York, I think.
You motherfucker. You'll never give a 5, so we already know this is your position. Whenever the site finally goes down, Jerm will be glad and proud.
It's all right. You can stop saying that. People really believe that. It's all right. Hey, it's all right. I need it. Huh? Hey, I was on that site the other day. Man, I'm going to read something off that site, man. You know, I'm going to read you something. So maybe you can stop this rhetoric, man.
What rhetoric did that?
Yeah, man.
I'm just trying to do the show, man. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, people, you know, the little random, you know, the monthly podcast posts come up. You know, people like, what podcast you listening to? And, you know. So then it was like, he was just like, what did he say? Nappy Afro, but they about to retire. So I write about to hang his jorts on the ceiling fan. Jerm about to put down the Bose headset in the drawer. See, he got that backwards. See, Saul Wright got the Bose headset, and I probably had the jorts on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is K-I-R-A. I don't know if that's a dude or a girl. I think he's a dude, but I don't know why your name is Kyra. But Kira, I don't know how to say it. He said, I listened to it, but this nigga Jerm pettier than a motherfucker. Nigga up 26 on some kids, but won't accept their mercy plea. Talk about some you play for 60 minutes. Jerm the type of dude to grow up, go up. Let me see what he said here. 28, 0 in Madden, and go for it on fourth down until the end of the game. I said, man, we ain't about to retire, man. I said it was 25-6, by the way, and plus some niggas had it coming. You know, appreciate the support, though. You know, and you know, it's also, yeah, man. It's all right. You gotta stop the, you know, we about to retire talk, man. We ain't going nowhere, man. It's all right. No,
you don't. We're not going nowhere.
It's all right. You don't remember that contract you signed, man? I still got it, man.
Fuck that contract, bro. I'm not doing this shit forever.
I still got the back and forth. Yes, you are. It's all right, man.
I'm not.
All right, man. Look, man.
Fuck all y'all niggas. I'm not doing this shit forever, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not. No, the fuck I'm not. I can see that we're not going to have a final episode. We're going to be like one of them TV shows that didn't get a final episode, like the Wayans brothers and some shit. We're just going to go off one day. Or at least I'm just going to go off one day. It'd be the end. It'd be a motherfucking.
I'm gonna find a new
Aunt Viv.
Well, we're gonna have to clone you. You can't leave until we clone you. So that's just what's gonna happen. So you're gonna have to find your understudy.
And I ain't finding shit. Y'all got to get a dark. Y'all got to get a dark skinned, thin, Saul Wright to sit in for me. I'm just gonna disappear.
You have to train him to be exactly like you and do everything. He had to have your same tone. Because I'm telling you, man. But when the show start every week, I laugh. When they are niggas and then you laugh, that laugh you do, it made me laugh every motherfucking time. Pause if I have to. Because you know what I'm saying? I don't. Because
I'm not doing this shit forever, bro. And I saw Easy when he posted up the little snippet of the show. He put up, I think it was on the episode where we talking about we don't have to do the show every week. That nigga talking about every Friday at the end. I was like, this motherfucker think he's slick.
Man, you signed the contract. I still got the email, bro. I have the receipts, man.
Well, produce them motherfuckers because you're going to need them in court when I walk off this bitch. I'm not doing this shit. Matter of fact, I'm not doing the show next week. Good luck, nigga.
They can say good luck, nigga. Damn. We get new software, it's all right, get brand new on niggas.
I'm out. I'm out, nigga. Calling it, I'm using my sick day next week. I'm out.
Okay, how man. About right. We'll allow that. Because in the week after that, that'd be Thanksgiving. So damn, it's all right. We got to do a Thanksgiving episode, man. But damn it.
Eat your turkey, niggas. Peace. That's it. We just did it. Good job, Jer. How many more episodes we got to talk about fucking cranberry sauce, whether it should come in the can or be homemade? How many times we gotta do that shit?
It's all right, man. Listen, man. See, you fucking with Americana right there. We like watching The Wizard of Oz every year. We like, it's just tradition, man.
Man, damn. You know what else is tradition?
What's that?
Us giving our shout outs and getting the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, man. Because shout out, man. Shout out to the staff, man. GQ Blue, man. Shout out to Saul Wright. Shout out to Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to Dr. Abrasive, man. Shout out to Mr. Wash and everybody over there, the Dr. Abrasive Network, man. Oh, man, look. Hey, Dr. Abrasive. Matter of fact, I'm going to call your show, but I'm going to put it on here, too. Hey, you tell I think it's MJ or whoever is real disrespectful about those band schools. Talk about they not competitive and all that. Nah, man, bro. Look, man. My Auntie Aggies, 9-0 right now, running through shit right now. There's only one other undefeated school in the FCS, you know what I'm saying? That's James Madison. So please, 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 please. No, stop. No, you don't want to spoil them Aggies, bro. Anyway, we're one of those band schools you're referring to, sir. But anyway, but yeah, shout out. Shout out to Pepe J from Be More, Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch, MJ Money 9S. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody else who fuck with us, the long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to RT3, man.
The eternal shout out.
Yeah. Peabody. Goddamn. Verbose. I know you still out there, nigga.
He alive somewhere.
He alive, man.
I don't know where he at. He alive somewhere. I did have one shout out, I guess, shout out and winner that I forgot to mention. I said I didn't have any winners. Deontay Wilder. Beat the fuck out of Bernie Stiverne. Did you see that fight?
Yes, I did.
He beat the shit out of him, man. I'm not a fan of the way Deontay Wilder fights, but he beat the shit out of dude. Like, if you come out, after you knock a dude down, if you get up and you walk towards him and he's just standing there with his hands at his side looking at you, you gotta go ahead and get the fuck out the ring, bro. You got, like, this is not the same fight. Y'all not in the same fight. You gotta get the fuck out the ring, bruh.
That man beat the brakes off that man. But that's so quick, too. That was the funny part about it. But I was like, damn, nigga, beat your ass.
He knocked his ass down within a few seconds. And then he got up and he stared you down and knocked your ass down again with another 3 punches. And then when you got up again, he ran across the ring and knocked your ass down. That's tragic, bro. You gotta stop. Do you think Deontay would be good against any of the heavyweights that, you know, we got to see when we were coming up?
I mean, he got power. He got length. I mean,
No technique, though.
Yeah, I mean, no technique, but, I mean, you can fix technique, but he's a specimen. You know what I'm saying? So I think with the right trainer, he would be, you know, but in present form against, like, Mike Tyson, I like, you know, I like his, like him and Tyson probably be a good fight. You know what I'm saying? That would be one that you would want to see, because they'd be just two niggas out there just swinging at each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that would be a good one. Him and Lennox Lewis would be a good matchup. Lennox would get him. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, he'd beat Ali. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's
whoa,
be real.
Whoa.
If Muhammad Ali fought, like, Evander Holyfield, Holyfield would have watched that nigga. Like, what you talking about? So,
I mean, what?
I'm just saying, man, Ali, man, like, he was good against his niggas, but I don't, you know, like, I don't think, like, I think Holyfield would have watched Ali, Tyson would have watched Ali, Lennox would have watched Ali.
That's a hot take to end the show on. That's, yeah. Hey, man, that's a hot take to end the show, man. Wow. Really? Deontay would have beat Ali?
Yes. He would have watched that nigga. Like, he
would it be Foreman?
That would have been a good one, Coach. That would have been a good one to see.
Foreman had the same strength, but he had technique.
Lennox beat Foreman. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that was like the size, that 6'7", you can't, you know what I'm saying? That's a neutralizer because you can't get inside to me because I'm so long. Bow, bow, pause. And I'm sitting there, you know, come on, man. So, yeah. So
he beat like a 40-year-old Foreman, though. Foreman was old.
Foreman was like bad when he was an old man. That's when he was throwing them fucking hammers, man. Boom, boom, boom.
But that's when he had no technique. At that point, it was just, I can absorb punches and knock you the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, there was no more sticking and moving at all. At that point, he said, fuck it, I'm just going to eat your punches.
Yeah, so, you know.
I don't know, man. God damn, Deontay Wilder would beat Ali. You heard it here on NappyAfro.com. This is what we do every week, the Kings of Slander. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. And we'll holler at you next time on another episode of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace. NappyAfro.